What's the worst thing you can do commercially? Right, overpromise and underdeliver. When you look at the factual numbers, that's exactly what Elon Musk's Tesla car company has done. While their promise was for high production of a product they said was in high demand, which would create a profitable opportunity for investors, the reality has been pretty much the exact opposite, as the company's most recent financial and production reports demonstrate. While Musk's efforts to launch rockets have been a growing success, his efforts to create green transportation on Earth have been failing, and that's an understatement. Here to reveal some of the specifics about Tesla is car expert and columnist for Parade Magazine, as well as author of books including Guide to Loving Your Car, Lauren Fix. How are you today, Lauren?
I am great.
LaurenFix.com is the website. And, you know, normally, if you're a company and you have a product, you sell hotels, cars, hamburgers, whatever, you always want to have your customers proclaim what's right and even what might be wrong with the product you're selling, because their input is going to help you change and make things for the better. That's not true with Tesla, isn't it? If you have something bad to say, keep it to yourself, basically.
Well, you don't have a choice, because they're asking you to sign an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement. So when you pick up your Model 3, part of the presentation of how the vehicle works is, hey, make sure to sign all this paperwork. And everyone does that. I don't care whether you're buying a Toyota, a Honda, a Ford, you know, an Audi. You sign paperwork that says, yes, I understand, you know, I was explained to me. Well, part of that is, you know what they say, with the big print giveth, the small print taketh away, is you're giving away your rights. So if you've got a problem with any other brand, you could post it on the internet, on Twitter, on a forum, on a million different places, and express your frustration. Or you could take it back to the dealer and they'll take care of you. Well, in this case, if you disclose that you have a problem with your Model 3, they can come after you legally. They can even take the car. So this is some of the things that people didn't realize, because remember, the first few Model 3s that went out went to employees. They had to sign an NDA. Well, now there's only about 280 of them produced, and they were all hand-built, and they all are having some sort of issues. And because of that, he made everybody sign an NDA, because the production line's having a ton of problems. And actually, this is from an insider. Whoever laid out the production line, the building isn't big enough, so they ordered the pieces for the production line, so now they can't produce product. So they are having what he, even Elon Musk, said is called production hell. But the interesting part is, if you're having problems, get feedback from people, even if it's someone who rode with you. But that would also validate that restriction that says, I can come after you legally. And this also was included in transferring of reservations. So those restrictions are, you can't just transfer your Model 3 reservation that you thought, I'm going to be so wise as to sell my space in line. You can't do that anymore either. So he's really keeping restraints on the free market, and it's going to bite him, and it started biting him just this week.
Yeah, the last quarterly report was less than stellar.
Well, let's be honest with ourselves. He has not made one red cent, not one penny, ever. He's over $10 billion in losses, and here's the sad part, $5.2 billion or more of that is your money and mine. It's your tax dollars. So he's living off the tax dollars. Without those tax dollars, he wouldn't even be here. And with the new tax reform going through, one of the little caveats in there, no more $7,500 tax credit for electric vehicles. You can't force people to buy things they don't want. And the people that are taking advantage of that tax credit make over $250,000 a year, and that is an actual research study by CNBC. So it's not like I just made these numbers up. And so when you start looking at this, you start thinking, wait a minute. So we're helping the rich get another toy to put in their garage next to their Bentley and their Ferrari, where you and I are thinking, I can't afford one of these cars. This is totally unreasonable. And why would I want to be tethered to a cord like I am with my phone, my tablet, my computer, and everything that we have?
When you look at, you mentioned too about having the right, or having being denied the right to complain about a product. First, you have to get the product, which at the rate of production, after you put the $1,000 down, which when I hear a company in, I mean, is this deposit thing something new? Because you hear a company going in the financial tank, they start trying to grub money any possible way they can, so they can get a couple of 100,000 people lay down $1,000. That, you know, keeps the lights on in the building for a month at least.
Right. Well, you got to remember, a lot of people are also asking for their money back after this. I've talked to at least a half a dozen people already. Some even journalists who thought this might be neat to have one of these that have actually gotten their money back. What are they buying? Just something else. They're not buying a Chevy Bolt. They're not buying a Nissan Leaf. They're just buying something else. Now, as far as Tesla as a whole to turn the lights on, he just fired over 700 employees for no reason. And that's caused a big red waving flag with UAW because he's not union, and they want in his shop. And the UAW, if they get in there, and I'm not for or against them, I'm just saying it's going to bury his business, because when you're taking a loss of almost $30,000 a car in every Model S, and you put the union in, the cost is going to go up, no matter how, because that's just the way it is. The, you know, employees get paid more, and there's, you have to get someone in there to negotiate union law, and all that's going to raise his costs, so that means he's going to have more of a loss. So they're trying to get in the door. They just set up shop across the street from the Tesla factory because people are complaining. When this does go online, he will make you work 24/7, and the last time this happened with the Model X, managers were walking around with a case of Red Bull, forcing their employees to stay on the job longer than legally allowable by the labor law. So, and he's saying, if you don't like it, quit. These people need the job. You know what I mean? What are you supposed to do? So I'm finding someone who's doing a lot of illegal stuff and getting away with it for so long, but I have a feeling this is coming to a quick end. And I've said for a long time, there's no reason he should be in business. Well, I have a feeling that may be true. I've been saying this for a long time, and all the haters from Tesla, you know, tweet me and comment, whatever, but here's the facts. Look at someone who's forcing their employees to do things they don't want to do, which they shouldn't do by, legally or health-wise, for that matter, and then selling cars that have all kinds of problems that are signed with an NDA. It's like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. It's like a movie, a bad movie.
Or a car cult, in a manner of speaking, both by the many of, I mean, maybe these people are so deep in belief of the cause of green transportation, that's, they're there for that as well. I mean, you probably right. talk to more than I do, but it just seems to be a cult of personality for this object that is has yet to prove its stability and viability.
That's true. A lot of people feel that way. There's a lot of people that are all in on this green culture, and that's fine. I mean, there needs to be choices. You want a plug-in? Great. You want a hybrid? Awesome. You want diesel? It's an option. If you want gasoline, that's an option. Or compressed natural gas, there's a lot, or hydrogen, there's a lot of options. I don't think there is one solution, but there's no way, like the state of California is saying, we're going to, and so is Connecticut, we're going to be 100% electric vehicles by 2030. I think that's a political statement in order to get reelected, because the fact is, that's not possible. You've got almost 50 years of people have got cars on the road. It would take almost 50 years to get every single car off the road. And if that were to happen today, you would have to be selling all EVs today to make it happen 50 years down the road. The average car on the road is over 16 years old, and most people buy their cars until they die, until the car dies, not them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's the situation, then how are you going to get these people to say, hey, listen, I know you could barely afford your Honda Fit at $12,000. We're going to force you to buy a $30,000 electric vehicle? I don't think so. I can't. Yeah. And then they got to pay for the electricity to plug it in. And, of course, then again, also look at the insurance. It's also more expensive on an electric vehicle than it is on a combustion engine.
Well, Lauren Fix, car expert, columnist for Parade Magazine, author of books including Guide to Loving Your Car. LaurenFix.com is the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And if that wasn't enough, there's all these promises of greater production and numbers of vehicles produced. One small problem, the limitation on sources of cobalt for the batteries for these things.
Right. Cobalt is strip mined out of the Congo and also out of China. We do not strip mine here in the U.S. It is very dangerous. Look up cobalt lung if you really want to know a lot about it. And what they use children. And it's really sad. BBC just did a beautiful expose on tracking down where cobalt comes from and how much impact it is on the environment. When they strip mine this, the plants around it, not even weeds grow because it's so dangerous. And it's left in the ground for a reason. It's actually in asteroids as well. I mean, this is really dangerous material. And the fact is, now that it's in batteries along with cadmium, mercury, and lithium, these poisonous metals that are rare earth minerals have no way to be recycled. So once those solar panels and once those batteries are done, you have no place to put them. There's no way no one wants to go near it, because of the fact that they're so dangerous. So at some point, we're going to be talking about this 10 years from now. What are we going to do with all the batteries? And today, we have stacks of solar panels all over the world. You look up solar panel salvage yards, it'll blow you away how many there are out there with all hazardous materials that will impact our environment in a very negative way.
Seems like a good idea superficially, but when you get down to the mechanics, as Lauren does with her writings and her research and her presentations and talks just like this, the reality is quite a different picture, is it not? Learn more about the world of autos and to follow along with what's next for Tesla. Probably isn't going to be good. LaurenFix.com. Get her books, including Guide to Loving Your Car. You see her in Parade Magazine as well. Lauren, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.